right, welcome back. It's Friday, and we get to talk to Father Paul Kramer for the next hour. We get to visit with him twice a month. Without question, the last great, well, he has knowledge of the third secret of Fatima. He understands it, the prophecy, better than anybody else. And beyond that, though, he understands what's happened to the Catholic Church, the efforts underway by the international globalist Zionist Masonic elite to destroy the Catholic Church and redirect 1.3 billion human beings in one fell swoop. That's what they're trying to do by reinventing the Catholic Church under the Bergoglian dogma, which hopefully won't last. And it's all disgusting. Welcome back, Father Kramer. Thank you for being here, as always.
Well, it's great to be back again. And again, I have to unfortunately agree with what you've been saying. The agenda of Bergoglio is to completely reformat the church and to create out of it a new church, a different church. These are his own words, a different church. And to that
end... He used the word different, huh? I didn't hear that. Yeah, interesting. Well, yeah. Not playing games. They're just pushing it right in our face.
They certainly are. And this so-called cardinal, Tucho Fernandez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a bad one. I'm watching that guy from my perspective.
Yes, he says they're going to come out with a document on apparitions and on prophetic revelations. And this
really?
One...
Wait a minute. But this is going to be some kind of a, we'll call it a, just for fun, let's call it a paranormal kind of a proclamation or something along those lines to suit their agenda. Is that what I'm hearing? Yeah.
It's going to be discernment of Marian apparitions. And Tucho Fernandez has already come out in the past and said that... Any purported heavenly message that threatens divine punishment to the world is not this is not from God. So you have this discrepancy that God spoke through Moses and threatened the most dire chastisements to the people if they would not obey the law of God. And we know from subsequent history that God made good on his threat. When the Israelites did not observe the law that was solemnly entered into the covenant between God and the people, that they disregarded the law, that even the prophet Daniel himself speaks of these verses as the curse of Moses. This is chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, chapter 26 of Leviticus.
All right.
And the prophet Daniel says that the curse of Moses is upon us. Now, that is a prophetic revelation in the sacred scripture. It's the word of God threatening the most dire punishments on the people if they will violate the law of God with no fear of the Lord. And Tucho Fernandez is coming out with a document that's going to say any prophetic message that's coming in our times or in any time, any so-called private revelation, which is to say revelations made outside of the sacred scriptures, that if they do the same thing as what God did through Moses, that somehow this message through Moses was from God, was authentic. But if mm-hmm. God does the same again through chosen instruments, if God chooses to use a soul to make a revelation to a person and speaks to that person to deliver the message that if the people continue to transgress the law of God, that God is going to punish the world. Somehow, according to Tucho Fernandez, and Bergoglio,
mm-hmm.
that this is not from God. So we can expect this. I would not be surprised if it will be on the 13th of May, which is the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima, that it will come out with this message because it's in the secret of Fatima. The secret of Fatima threatens the dire chastisements, the most terrible punishments of the world, if people do not repent and turn back to God and observe the commandments of God. There's going to be, to use the words of the second part of the secret, which was made public, there will be wars, there will be famines, there will be persecution of the church. And as Malachi Martin pointed out, there are other things more specific that are absolutely horrifying in the third secret, because when God punishes the world, it's going to seem like the end of the world for most people. And we are given strong hints of what this punishment is going to be like already in the Old Testament. So God foretells to us from so long in advance that this kind of a punishment is someday going to strike the earth, and that God is going to cleanse the earth of the wicked. And there is no greater insult to God that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sends his Immaculate Mother from heaven to deliver a message to the people of the world, to warn them, especially in the church, but this is messages for everyone in the world, that if people do not observe the law of God, that God is going to punish the world terribly.
Mm-hmm.
And this man who was supposedly the Pope and his fake cardinals will come out and say, well, that's not the mother of God. That's not Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the mother of the Lord speaking. That message is not from God, because it threatens punishments and God doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
This is the maximum insult. It's the maximum insult to Jesus Christ. It's the maximum insult to God.
Right. It's far worse than deceit. I agree. Yeah, it's awful.
It's very predictable. How God is going to respond to that kind of an insult. When God has, in his mercy, has given us this warning that if we don't correct ourselves, he's going to punish the world.
I wish I wish God could be more selective in his targeting, shall we say. There are a lot of innocent people out here that may have to pay the price for these evil ones. It's too bad he can't just cull the herd appropriately of these evil, satanic, demonic monsters that are running amok. They're identifiable. We know who they are, many of them. Go ahead.
The final punishment is going to be something very selective. Because it has been prophesied, St. Gaspar del Bufalo, the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary to mm-hmm. Blessed Elena Aiello, that there will be fire from heaven. And there will be fire from heaven that will consume much of the earth. And it will be selective. It will single out the wicked.
Good.
The last punishment will be selective. Whereas,
fine by me.
But there will be, unfortunately, there will be pandemics that will wipe out entire nations overnight. There will be a dreadful world war.
Now this is the third. This is the third prophecy, right? The third secret.
And as Pope Benedict, when he was still a cardinal, he spoke of the third secret, and he said, what is in the third secret corresponds to what has been revealed in other Marian apparitions. Mm-hmm. We go back to Quito, Ecuador in the 1600s, when I think it was during the 1630s, the message was given to Mother Mariana de Jesus Torres, that there will be a tremendous war, a tremendously destructive war. And that war is foretold again in the 20th century. After this, this is after the Second World War, to Blessed Elena Aiello, that the same Virgin Mary says to Blessed Elena Aiello that much that has been built by the hands of men will be destroyed in this coming war, that this war is going to be more destructive than the First and Second World War, far more destructive, so that much that has been built by the hands of men will be destroyed. And it's predictable that what God's response is going to be when these counterfeit these imposters, who are supposedly the representatives of God, they reject the warning coming from God and saying, this is not from God, that messages that threaten divine punishment are not from God. Well, we can pretty well conclude, we can understand what will be God's response to that. He will carry out the threatened punishment. That's God's way of saying, you're going to say that this is not from God? Well, God says to you, it is from God, because here is the punishment that was threatened. When you...
Father Kramer, is the punishment that is threatened inclusive of more pandemics, plandemics, thermonuclear war, major geological upset, earthquakes, tsunamis, weather, etc., which are, in many cases, all of those things are caused by evil, satanic human beings? The building and the deployment of the current COVID virus and the injections that followed, the so-called vaccines, that's human stuff. That's all Zionist satanic stuff. Wars? Zionist satanic. Caused every one of them. Bankers. To make money. Look, do your history. Do your research, friends. You'll understand. It's the same people. Now there's a law passed in the U.S. Congress, and it's going to the Senate next, and then to the brain-dead president, who will sign it, that makes it an anti-Semitic felony if you criticize anything about Israel or Jews. If you say that Jews killed Jesus Christ, that's going to be determined as hate speech under this new law, if it goes into effect. This country is in grievous trouble over here. Father Kramer's in Ireland. So just to let you know.
That that kind of law is going to have the opposite effect than what is intended, because it is going to stir up resentment against the people who are making this kind of law.
There'll be hate, all right, and it'll be directed at them. You're 100% correct.
I mean, that's just human nature. We can see, we can foresee very easily what kind of effect that kind of a law will have.
Yeah, well, they're taking away our First Amendment, our right to free speech. We can criticize Hindus, Irishmen, South Africans. We can criticize Chinese, Russians. We can't criticize Jews or Israel for genocide. These protests on college campuses over here are all anti-genocide protests. And the irony of it is, American tax dollars are making it all possible. It's crazy when you think about it. So the Jews are going nuts now, demanding that colleges stop all the demonstrations, no freedom of speech, no First Amendment, because it's anti-Semitic hate. No, it's not. You don't have to be anti-Semitic to hate genocide and to reject genocide of little children, women. There's 100,000 dead in Gaza, easy. Anybody with a brain knows that. Genocide is wrong. I don't care who's perpetrating it. So these demonstrations are all about genocide, not necessarily Jews. In this case, Israeli Jews, Zionists, are doing it. So they need to be targeted. And under the Constitution here, it's perfectly appropriate to name them. It's a fact.
Well, the whole concept of hate speech and hate crime is a fraud.
Totally subjective. It's completely subjective. What is hate? Come on. You're right. Yeah.
Well, as it says in the scripture, thou hast loved, thou hast loved justice and hast hated iniquity.
Uh-huh.
You cannot love something without hating its contrary.
Interesting. Well, I've heard that before. Yeah.
If we love the good, we're going to hate the evil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If we hate genocide, it's not that we hate people. We hate the evil.
Correct.
And that's because we love the good. And if we don't love the good, we won't hate the evil.
Right. Right. Well, these people, it's the same people. They're completely off the rails and out of control in terms of their arrogance, their ego, their demands. They're running the show, sad to say. 16 million people on the face of the earth running most of the planet, and soon all of the planet. And just keep in mind that they have succeeded in injecting 8 billion people with 14 billion injections of their bioweapon and 700 million injections into 330 million Americans. So they're sitting back and basically just now waiting for the results to manifest. And they are manifesting. The same people.
It is being manifested also here in Ireland, dreadfully. And the one investigative journalist who has really been pointing this out has had false charges trumped up against her. That's Gemma O'Zafferty. She was arrested. She charged with the most totally fake charges imaginable.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised at all. I'm sure you're telling it straight, 100% straight. It's what they do now. If it doesn't exist, they create it. It's simple.
She was calling attention to the great rise in unexpected deaths that have happened in this decade. And that calling for this to be investigated, why are so many people dying now and that were not dying before? That's all she did. And now she's up against criminal charges.
Was she an independent journalist? I don't know who this person is, frankly.
Yeah, she was writing for the Irish Independent, the major newspaper here in Ireland. But when the ownership of that paper changed, she was not allowed to write the kind of article she was writing. So she eventually started her own paper, the Irish Light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So we are looking at persecution and execution of journalists. We know now that the Israelis have targeted, I guess, a couple hundred journalists so far with death. They listen to them on their cell phones. They can ping them and know exactly where they are and just drop a 500-pound American bomb on them, from an American jet. They've killed so many journalists there. So freedom of expression and the truth, the war on reality, is being ramped up all the time. The reality has to conform to their version of reality. And what do they call hate speech? Pretty much anything they don't want to hear. Think about it.
As I said, the whole concept of hate speech is a fraud.
Amen. Amen to that. Yeah. If Americans don't stand up and hold that Constitution up high and say no, no, and no again, I guess they deserve what they get. We have the greatest document in probably, arguably, in human geopolitical history, social cultural history, the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. And if we don't protect it, now the time is running out. If this law is somehow signed and placed into the catalog of laws we must obey, it is so outrageous. We will no longer have the First Amendment here. Be gone. No more freedom of speech. Everyone will be afraid to say, my God, if I say this, will it offend the Jews? And there'll be reports sent to the Department of Justice about me? What's going to happen to me? Fear. That's what they're counting on, to shut people up. Then they won't have to do it. Specifically, generally, it'll be a self-enforcing catastrophe. People, out of fear, will be afraid to talk anymore. Facts are facts. And if we hide the facts, we're as guilty as those who would ban the facts. So we can't do this.
It's a total inversion that's taking place. Like in France, you don't if you don't want to end up in jail, you had better not deny what they have documented. And I'm not commenting about history here, but mm-hmm. what has legally been called genocide in the past. If you deny what they say has been genocide, regardless of whether it's a true genocide or not, what is legally called genocide, if you express your opinion and disagree that such a genocide has taken place, you're not allowed to have this freedom of opinion. You go to jail. But if you want to talk about the ongoing genocide that's taking place now with the bioweapon, you'll go to jail for that. So they're saying...
Oh, they won't stop. You're right. They won't stop.
You'll go to jail for denying the genocides of the past. But mm-hmm. if you dare talk about the ongoing genocide of the present, you go to jail for that too.
Yep. And while you're in jail, you will no longer have any rights, and they'll shoot you up. Watch. They're doing it in the hospitals all the time now. They're just giving them the people the shots and then telling them after the fact. By the way, we saw on your chart that you're not vaccinated, and we have a policy in the hospital to protect our staff and the other patients here. Everyone has to be vaxxed. And they're giving shots. It's honest to God, this is a satanic... I don't know what to call it. It's a horror what's happening.
That whole thing is a fraud, too, because it's a criminal fraud.
Of course
The European Medicines Agency made a statement saying that they authorized the use of these so-called vaccines on the basis that the patient and doctor will decide for the welfare of the individual patient whether he or she should take this injection or not.
Yes.
Because these so-called vaccines were not tested for whether or not they would prevent the propagation
right.
of the illness.
That's
so
right.
it So they weren't tested. They were not tested for whether they prevent the spread of the illness. So if it cannot be, it cannot be legitimately said that you're going to be given this injection, or you must take this injection to protect the public, to prevent the spread of the disease, because they were not tested for that. And it's the European Medicines Agency that says they were not tested for that.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a fraud. It's a criminal fraud that these so-called vaccines were not even tested for their efficacy in preventing the spread of the disease.
So, it's mass planetary murder. That's what it is.
But that's the apparent justification. They're saying that this prevents the spread of the disease, and therefore for the common good, you've got to take it.
Mm-hmm. No.
And that's all. These policies are based on that fraudulent idea that it prevents the spread of the disease, but they weren't tested for that.
No. I heard a report, a story, that all of the highest level of the Vatican was forced to take the shots. Do you know anything about that?
That's true. It was Bergoglio's decision.
Wow.
That makes Bergoglio is part of the genocide.
Sure, he's an accessory to mass murder, of course. Yeah. Yep. Does the church at the local level, Father Kramer, have a formal policy on this death injection that the local parishioners are being told to conform to? What is the church's position at the local level about this? Do we know?
Well, there are local churches all throughout the world, so I really can't say I know for a fact what.
Understood. That's fair enough. It's not a good question, really, because they are semi-autonomous in some ways, and I understand.
But they have been.
Go ahead.
Have been pushing the injection. They have been pushing it.
Uh-huh. Just keep in mind, though, that the highest level of the hierarchy in the Vatican was forced to take the shots. What does that tell you? Unless they got saline injections. If they got the real deal, what's that tell you about the globalist elite's plans for the highest entrenched hierarchy in the Vatican? Obviously, it's to get rid of them so it can be replaced with more compliant. Although there's not much resistance left at the Vatican anymore from what I can see. They're all on board with this new church, or so-called new church.
There is some, how should I say, latent resistance. I recall Bergoglio complaining about the old guard in the Roman Curia who are opposed to his agenda. Mm-hmm. But now that he's been in power for more than 10 years, their numbers are dwindling.
What is a Roman Curia? I don't know that term. What is that?
That is the administration, the administrative organization of the Vatican, as far as the various agencies of the church.
Okay. We are really in the midst of a massive biological war against humankind. And people just don't, I don't blame them. They're overwrought. They're stressed. Their finances are crumbling. Their families are crumbling. They got problems. I get that. But my God, what does it take? People are dying all around them, and they still can't connect the dots. They just can't do it. I understand about denial. I get that. I know. But for goodness sakes, those with families and loved ones who are literally dying after being injected. Ugh, it's an amazing thing to see happen. Truly amazing. Okay, well, what do you want to get in, Father Kramer? What would you like to drift into next? I've been taking up too much time with my ideas, but anything you have you want to present?
What we've been talking about, which is in the context of divine punishment, there are the prophecies of the saints, like I mentioned the names beforehand, I've mentioned to some of them today, that there will be these great punishments would be of two kinds. One is earthly, man-made, and the other is supernatural. So much of the punishment is already foretold long in advance, will be man-made. Wars, and there's going to be pandemics, and we know that these are man-made.
Absolutely.
And famine, which will be engineered, caused by bioweapons and destroying crops and destroying the food supply. How should I say? Interrupting the supply chain, to use the words of the World Economic Forum. I can't think of his name offhand. The one in charge of that.
Well, the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum, they're, you know, two branches on the same tree, the same satanic tree. There are a number of them. But they've got plans. They've got plans. And this World Health Organization treaty that all countries are supposed to sign will literally give up the sovereign control of these countries to the World Health Organization. No joke. That's what they're after. It's astounding.
And the basic principle underlying all of their policies is their agenda of exterminism.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's what it is. Any word from inside? There must be some good people left inside the Vatican, a few. Are you getting any word? Are there leaks coming out about what's going on in there? Things that you might not, not you, but people might not hear otherwise. Do we have an inside source to plot and check and report on the evil that is being conjured up there and planned?
To a certain degree, but there is another side of the evil that is kept very secret. And that is, I think, what is the most, it will come out eventually, but it's the most shocking evil. There have been some indications in the past as to how Freemasonry operates inside the Vatican. That it is, Freemasonry is a Luciferian sect.
And okay. Fair enough. Yeah.
Ecclesiastical Freemasonry has taken over the Vatican. the late Monsignor Mario Marini, on two occasions he told me, he said, our hands are tied. We can do nothing because it is Masons who occupy the key positions. And just a few months before he died in 2009, it was in 2008, October 2008, he said to me, we are under Masonic occupation. When he says we, he's talking about we in the Vatican. We are under Masonic occupation. He was the secretary of the Sacred Congregation for Divine Worship. And he said, we are under Masonic occupation. And Freemasonry is a Luciferian sect. These are the people who have control of the Vatican, Luciferians. They are not Catholics. They just try to, they pose as Catholics, but they aren't Catholics at all.
See, that's a semantic label thing again. It's like Democrats here, they're not Democrats anymore. They're leftist socialist communists is what they are, to one degree or another. So I get it. I understand what you're saying, and you're correct.
Well, the Democratic Party is the Communist Party. I mean, that it really
that's
is.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Okay, what are we expecting next from Bergoglio and the Bergoglians? Sounds like a sitcom, the Bergoglians. This is evil in the flesh right there. And I don't know what they're going to do next, but they clearly have an agenda. Any idea on what it might be?
Well,
the next big push?
In the church, what they intend to do is abolish Catholicism. Replace it with something that is...
Father Kramer, excuse me, do they want to do that by name? Do they want to declare Catholicism no longer valid, to announce it as null and void as far as the church goes anymore, and roll out the new church paradigm, chapter and verse?
They
Go ahead.
They want to completely overturn the Catholic religion, replace the worship of God with the worship of nature. The whole idea of God will be the idea of God is equivalent to the universe. God is the universe.
Got it. Yeah.
But they will say that's the true Catholic religion, we have a deeper understanding about God than we used to have, that in past ages they had a more primitive understanding of things. And this is just the evolution of knowledge, and that we have a more clear understanding now. So this is what the church teaches today rather than what they used to teach before. So they're going to say that they are still the Catholic Church, but the Catholic Church is now different. As Bergoglio said, it's going to be a different church. A different church, with a different religion.
Yeah.
Did people
pay attention to that word that he used? Did they catch it, or did it kind of slide by?
I think for most people, it just slid by.
They viewed it as just another semantic expression that he uses for whatever reason. Okay, I see. Not surprised.
Yeah, it's like George Bush talking about a kinder, gentler America.
Right.
Bergoglio says it's going to be a different church, but he means that masks the intention to suppress Catholicism and replace it with something that is very sinister and demonic, something that is Luciferian, something that is ultimately something satanic. It is to dethrone Jesus Christ as the king and to put the devil in his place. Before he was crucified, our Lord Jesus Christ said, "And now the prince of this world is cast out." Well, Bergoglio and the Masons want to put the Prince of Darkness back in power. That's their ultimate agenda.
Uh-huh.
But the scripture says,
go ahead.
Set them. God laughs at them. Mm-hmm. They have waged war against God and against his Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So scripture, but God laughs at them because God will crush them.
Well, no one will be cheering any louder than I do when that happens. I'm looking forward to it. We need help. Evil has attained a position on this planet far too high and too substantial. We were asleep. Humanity was asleep. I don't know how it happened, but it did. And I think we need help to get rid of it. I really do.
The scripture says in the Psalms, iniquity has lied to itself. And this is the ultimate lie, that they wage war against Almighty God, and they think that they can win. How can the creature prevail against the Creator? How can the powerless little creature defeat the Almighty himself. That's why Scripture says God laughs at them, because he will crush them. And he tells that he's going to, he says, he foretells to us in Scripture that he's going to shake the earth down to its foundation. That's the divine punishment. What Our Lady of Fatima revealed is something already there in Scripture. And that's what Cardinal Ratzinger, before he became Pope Benedict XVI, Cardinal Ratzinger said, what's there in the secret of Fatima is already in sacred Scripture. And that God is going to punish the earth, and he's going to shake the world down to its foundation. This is in the sacred Scripture. This is in the Bible. And as Jesus Christ our Lord said, the Scripture is not dissolved. As he said of his own word, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. The word of God in Scripture cannot be dissolved, because it is the word of God. It is eternal. It is eternally valid. So when God says that he's going to punish the world and shake the world down to its foundations, he sends his prophets and delivers messages to children, messages from heaven that say the same thing as the sacred Scripture. Bergoglio and his minions will tell us that these messages are not from God, when they tell us the same thing that the sacred Scripture, the Holy Bible, is teaching us.
Right.
This is just the culmination of wickedness. When the message, the words of God, the message of God is being cast away and said it's not from God. Mm-hmm. And it's at their own peril that they say this, because this is to provoke the wrath of God. They're going to understand what it means when the Scripture tells us that we must not tempt God. God is not mocked, says the Apostle Paul. Mm-hmm. And they are mocking God when they come out and say these things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The third secret, how close are we? What is your sense? I don't want a general prophecy here, but we're running out of time. It has to happen fairly soon, I would think. Everywhere you look, more grief, more suffering, more death, more profiteering, more lying. It's all there. And nothing is being said or uttered or promoted that would do anything to de-escalate what's happening.
Well, I think we may be only weeks away, weeks or months away, but the threatened punishments are going to start to unfold in this year, mm-hmm. already starting this year, I think.
I would and think soon, you're right. I do.
As soon as Tucho Fernandez comes out and says that these messages, purportedly from heaven, threatening divine punishment, are not from God, that will provoke the wrath of God, and the hand of God, the avenging hand of God, will strike.
Oh, it should hit him right on top of the head and knock him into oblivion. Are we going to see a Pope Fernandez? Is that possible? Think about it. Is that possible, Father Kramer? Pope Tutu.
I don't know who's going to be the next counterfeit pope to replace Bergoglio, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's Tucho Fernandez. But I think they're going to choose somebody who is a little bit less controversial.
I don't know. I'm watching. And this could happen any day. Just for our listeners who don't know much about the idea of succession, when a pope dies, let's say Bergoglio dies and heads on down below for his just rewards, what's the process? How long would it take? Just in general terms, for people who don't know. We have listeners who aren't Catholic. They don't know.
Well, there's It's in canon law, so it's not very long. I don't remember exactly how long it is, but it's within a couple of weeks you'll have an election.
Is there campaigning as such within the College of Cardinals and whatever else, organizationally speaking, are there campaigns running, or is it more like whispering sessions? How does it work on the inside, the deliberations involved with coming up with a new pope, a new name to consider? How does that work?
Well, they should in the Catholic Church, not to say the Gregorian Church, but in the Catholic Church, of course, the cardinals will discuss. they will talk about the other cardinals. They're not supposed to be openly campaigning, but it does happen.
Okay. I don't mean to suggest an idea of little posters on the walls inside the Vatican, vote 2-2 at the college, whatever. But there must be some pretty intense private conversations, and I would also suggest that there are probably very few places in the Vatican you can go where there aren't hidden microphones. I think it's that treacherous there.
Oh, yes.
Under Bergoglio. So.
Well, the microphones have been there for a long time.
I'm sure. There's so much intrigue in there that people just don't understand. They don't. I guess you do, and certainly I'm talking about the masses of people, though. And the rank-and-file Catholic parishioners, I don't know what their ideas are about. Are they more or less mostly running on blind faith now that the church is good, even though they're seeing things that are crazy, that shouldn't be? I don't know how much they're going to accept.
Well, most Catholics do not understand the most basic teachings of the Catholic Church anymore, because they have been so poorly educated by the Catholic institutions, or those institutions that are supposed to be Catholic, but unfortunately, you have people like Bergoglio, who for decades have been coming into positions of power and determining what are the curricula. And so instead of being instructed in religion, they're being taught a lot of meaningless fluff.
Well, sure, I can understand that. The new church of nature. Fluff, of course. Keep their minds running around in circles and chasing their tails, and if they're chasing anything at all. But it wouldn't be hard to do. Is there any, not being a Catholic, are there regular, we'll call them news releases from the Vatican to each Catholic church in the world that is made available to the parishioners and the faithful? Is there news disseminated like that?
Well, usually what is done is the directives are sent out from the Vatican through the nunciatures. From the nunciatures, they go to the various diocesan bishops, and from there, the word is sent out to the parishes, and that's how you've had this globalized effect throughout the church. That Catholic education has been completely destroyed. That already took place under Cardinal Garone during the reign of Pope Paul VI. Catholic education was destroyed under Cardinal Garon.
Huh.
And it reached the point, I remember quite some time ago in the late 80s, right. Catholic people told me that they wouldn't send their children to Catholic schools because they did not want their children to be corrupted.
Wow.
They didn't want to find corrupted in the Catholic schools. And these are faithful Catholic people who understood that in the Catholic schools, they were being taught the opposite of Catholicism.
Got it. Understood.
Already more than 30 years ago.
Right. Okay. All right. We have to run. Father Kramer, thank you. That was another very interesting conversation. We learn more all the time. We'll be here watching with you. Keep me posted if anything comes up that I should know. Thank you very much again, Father Kramer.
Right now.
Okay, good night. Father Paul Kramer in Ireland, and what a wise man. We will be back on Monday. Have a good weekend. Have a restful weekend. And please do, again, I hate to belabor this, but we care here. Prepare as much as you can. All right. Talk soon. Take care.